You're listening to Coverville's Who Did It Better, episode 25 for Monday, July 19th, 2010. Versions of Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper. Greetings from Coverville for a Monday morning. Like I said, it's July 19th, 2010. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another edition of Who Did It Better, where I play a couple different versions of a song and ask you to tell me which version you prefer, which version reigns supreme. We have a special episode for the 25th here, where actually I couldn't decide between two versions of a song, so you're going to have three choices to listen to. A little bit longer show than usual, but this was a good... It actually was synchronicitous, where it just happened to fall in the 25th episode that I had three songs that I couldn't decide which one to strip out. So you're going to hear three versions of Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper later on in the show. Before we get to that, though, let's talk about last week. I played a couple versions of Portishead's Glory Box. Thanks to Nick in Australia for the suggestion. John Martin, Cram were the two versions I played. John Martin's version was the one that actually got the most votes from his Church with One Bell album from 1998. He came in with just over 44% of the vote. Cram, just over a quarter of the vote with 26.5%. Neither, well, almost a quarter of the vote there as well. 24% said neither version. And four of you wrote in other answers. Faith No More's version got two votes. Pinky Beecroft and the White Russians, a version apparently I'm going to have to locate. And then one person said, I'd rather hear Gilbert Godfrey croon this tune. Well, I'll see what I can do about that one. All right, let's get to this week's competition. Three versions of Blue Oyster Cult's Don't Fear the Reaper. And this is a great one to do as part of this, because there are three very distinct and different versions. And by the way, for those of you who know I'm a big Beautiful South fan, they were the fourth version that I decided I would cut. It was actually going to be four different versions of Don't Fear the Reaper, but I dropped the Beautiful South version. Let's go ahead and start things off, though, with a version by Jerry Chapman from his 2003 album Rumors of My Death. Here is his version of Don't Fear the Reaper.
We can be like they are.
from a foreboding version there of Don't Fear the Reaper. Kind of blends into the songs before and after it, so that's why there's a little bit of a sharp cutoff there. Jerry Chapman with his version of Don't Fear the Reaper from his 2003 album Rumors of My Death. Nice, kind of dark, a little bit of electronica in there, but a great sound nonetheless. Let's go ahead and get to a version that I thought I'd get in trouble if I did not include. This is by a group called His Infernal Majesty, or HIM for short, from their 1997 album Greatest Love Songs, Volume 666. I get the reference there. Here's their version of Don't Fear the Reaper.
Yeah.
His Infernal Majesty, shortened to just H-I-M with their version of Don't Fear the Reaper from their Greatest Love Songs, Volume 666 album from 1997. With, of course, you've got to include the darkest version of Don't Fear the Reaper possible, and I think that one qualifies. So H.I.M., that's version number two. Let's throw something else into the mix with yet a third version of Don't Fear the Reaper. This one, a brand new version that I just got from a group called The Peptides from an EP called North Hero. Brand new, and I love it. Here is The Peptides with their version of Don't Fear the Reaper.
Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind or the sun or the rain. We can be like they are.
Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper.
Baby, take my hand.
Don't fear the reaper.
We'll be able to fly.
Together in eternity.
Peptides and their version of Don't Fear the Reaper from their brand new EP, North Hero. You can find that at thepeptides.com. I'm going to tell you right now. It is thepeptides.com. Yes, definitely check out their website for cool downloads and information about their music, as well as that brand new EP called North Hero. Three versions now of Don't Fear the Reaper for you to choose between. Please go to coverville.com. You'll find the link to this episode and a link to the poll, courtesy of Poll Daddy. What I want you to do is pick either the Jerry Chapman version, which you heard first, the His Infernal Majesty HIM version, which you heard second, and then or the Peptides version, which you heard last there. Pick one of those three versions, or let me know which other version you like. Maybe you like the Beautiful South version. Maybe you like the Big Country released a version of Don't Fear the Reaper. You know, maybe one of those versions is more up your alley. But anyway, we can put that in the other category. Voting ends this time. Let's see here. What is the date? Voting is going to end on Sunday night, July 25th. So make sure you get your pick in by then. Of course, you can say neither or none of the above. I guess I'm going to have a none of the above category for a three. All these things have to change when I do a three. I have to change the graphic and all that stuff. Anyway, let me know which version you like better. You can go to the website and do that. If you have a suggestion for one of these, email me, coverville@gmail.com. Make sure to put in the subject line who did it better, and that way I can find it a lot easier. For all the fine folks at Coverville, this is Brian Emmett saying thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next week on Who Did It Better. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville and Who Did It Better was provided by Cashfly, CACHEFLY. And find Who Did It Better and Coverville as part of the Frog Pants Ultra Feed. Find out more about that at frogpants.com.